Houston 17, I think maybe you dropped out before I said that little weak front moving north-north-east south of Australia. The western end of it is just touching the coast of Australia south of Perth, but it looks much weaker, and I right now would not expect very much weather out of it.
Okay, that I can't tie up with you on that one, Jack, because my Prague doesn't go down that far. It only stays up in the landing area. And my satellite photo doesn't go down that far south either, so I can't touch up with you on that one.
Okay, well, it looked stronger yesterday, and it might have developed. Now, there is a larger disturbance at the southeastern end of that front, still south of Tasmania. Although I suspect unless it stays on a pretty northerly course, it will not affect the weather on the east coast of Australia very much.
Roger. Jack, just thought you might be interested. I called some friends of yours in Tucson, and everybody's fine there, and wanted to say hello and tell you everybody's fine and getting along real good.
Thank you very much. Good to hear. They've learned to take care of themselves pretty well, haven't they?
They sure have. They're having a little trouble with the squawk box, and we'll get working on that. And it's they're having trouble reading a little bit, but they're keeping up with us.
That's nothing new.
Roger.
But try to fix it, please.
Oh, we'll definitely on that one.
Bob, Ryan got you all the earth down there zeroed in the sextant. And it puts my little binocular to shame. I tell you, it's a fine instrument. And I'll just confirm that the that disturbance over the Solomon Islands is an awfully tightly wound little storm system. And right now, I finally have seen New Zealand for the first time in a couple of days, for sure. And the South Island's got some probably high cirrus over it. North Island looks pretty clear. That's the end that I can get right now.
Roger. We saw you looking at Regulus, Harry. Didn't realize you were looking at the Earth instead.
Well, Ron's been looking for the booster, and he called me down and asked me to look at the Earth. He's been holding out on me.
Roger.
I passed the torch of weather forecasting to Ron.
Hey, Jack, I also had some word for you and Gene. I got some advice from the home front. The thing to do with Ron in the future is to hook up a baby Ben and a metal dishpan. It works every time if you want to wake him up.
Yeah, I think I've got a good way.
Ron, everybody's fine over El Lago. They're doing great. Listening in every word.
Hey, good. good, Bob. Thank you very much.
Hey, Bob, we got two of those flashers out there. They could be slob panels. I don't know. They're alike in intensity and pretty regular in the intensity bright dim flashes they come out with, and they're widely separated. One is about the position we call it the first time. The other one is, as I'm looking at the Earth, far to the left. Closer to the center window now.
Roger.